Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is June the 2nd, 2023. Well, can you tell what the sermon or the devotion is going to be about today? If you remember, we're discussing the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, where he's encouraging them in the battle which they are facing. They are wrestling against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. They are standing against the wily devil. So Paul is encouraging them to stand in the power of God's might. He encourages them that in order to do so, they will need to put on the whole armor of God. And having the whole armor of God will help them to stand. Today, we'll read Ephesians 6:14 to see the next step in this lesson that Paul's teaching. He says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." We'll talk about your loins girt about with truth today. But notice once again that Paul highlights the need to stand. I mean, we got to stand. In this passage, Paul testifies to the importance of the truth. He highlights the importance of truth by making it the center point of his metaphor. The girdle is the linchpin to the soldier. It holds the breastplate of righteousness and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and all of those things. It sort of ties it all together. And so it is the girdle which holds the armor together. So Paul mentions that to have your loins girt about with truth. Paul wraps the loins with the girdle of truth because in the scripture, the loins are described as the seat of power. According to Vincent's Word Studies, it says this, "To smite through the loins is to strike a fatal blow." And so Paul is saying the primary thing is we need to understand how important it is to protect the loins and to gird them with the truth. And so why does Paul use truth there? It's because we know that one of Satan's favorite devices is deception. He loves to cause questions to arise in the mind. Remember in the garden when he caused Eve to question what God really said? And then also remember when he was tempting Jesus on the mount, that he tried to manipulate the scripture in order to tempt Jesus to sin. And so we understand that one of the points which Satan attacks is the truth. So Satan loves to attack scripture. He loves to manipulate the scripture to suit his own devices. And therefore, the soldier of the cross needs to have his heart settled on the truth. It's not enough to know about the truth. The soldier must be solid in the truth. And you know, sometimes a Christian might not be able to stand as confidently as he should because he's not established in the truth. As he battles Satan, he may attempt to use a tool which he has not proven. He's not well versed in the Word of God, and so he doesn't know how to use it to stand against Satan. He is not sure, and so therefore he can be deceived. Do you remember when Saul attempted to get David to use his armor in the battle against Goliath? What did David say? He refused to use Saul's armor because he had not proven Saul's armor. He chose to use the weapon which he had often used. He used his sling. And because he used his sling, he was able to overcome the giant. So today, if you're not well versed in the scripture, you may not be able to stand in the evil day. Have you proven your knowledge of the scripture? Can you really say that your loins are girded with the truth because you know the truth and you've used the truth and you've studied the truth and you've applied the truth? Paul is stressing the importance of truth to the Ephesians. We would do well to heed the admonition of Paul. Can we really say that our loins are girt about with truth? We would do well to study the Word of God so that we can be girded with the truth and stand in the evil day. Lord, today we thank you for this illustration of the importance of the armor of God. We thank you for the truth, which we know will overcome the evil one every time. God, I pray that your people will be encouraged to know the truth, and in the words found in Scripture, they will buy the truth and sell it not. Strengthen your people today as they learn to stand upon the truth of your word. Thank you for the eternal word, which is Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Have your loins girt about with truth. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.